Welcome to Deep Health Fridays, all of your biggest health questions answered in under 10 minutes. And this week's question, how can I control my appetite so that I don't feel hungry all of the time? Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to the Mind Body to Lead podcast, the place to be to level up all aspects of your health, both physically and mentally. Each week we come to you with motivation and mindset hacks, interviews with the best minds and health experts, and we answer all of your health and fitness questions in under 10 minutes. So if you are ready to take back control and live the life you are destined to lead, then this is the podcast for you. Welcome back to another episode of the Mind Body to Lead. We are excited as always to be here with you today. Today's question is all about appetite and how we can control it so we're not constantly hungry. And look, who enjoys that feeling of being hungry, right? I personally don't enjoy the feeling. However, I do think that, you know, some people are almost scared of feeling hungry. And I just want to say before we dive into today's episode, it's okay to feel hungry. Like, you know, I think our bodies and our minds are programmed to feel that and panic because in our, you know, previous generations, we didn't have the access we do now to the abundance of food, right? But now we do. So we can allow ourselves to feel hungry from time to time, not panic. I just want to sort of say that first and foremost, just so people don't think, oh, every time I feel hungry, it's just a horrible feeling. It's like, it will pass. So that's just what I wanted to get in before. But Kyle, you want to get into a few key points. So let's go. Let's kick off.
Yeah, well, hello, everybody, first and foremost. And so, yeah, super excited to be here. And when I got this question, the first thing that I always like to look at is people's food intake and people's food choices. So what are the types of foods that you're eating? And usually what I tend to find is if people are feeling hungry quite quickly after a meal, it's that they're not usually eating enough protein first and foremost. So we want to be looking at our protein intake just to ensure that we're eating enough protein, because usually when our bodies are feeling hungry, it's normally that it's craving something. And protein really are the building blocks to all of our cells in our body. So our body does, you know, require protein. So that's the first thing I look at is, did your meal include protein? And it doesn't have to include a lot of protein. We're literally talking, if you were to hold your hand out in front of you right now and draw a circle around your palm of your hand, and then look at the thickness, that's probably about as much protein as our bodies require each meal. Sometimes it could be two palms, but one to two palms.
I also want to add in as well, did your meal contain enough nutrients? Because if your body is starved of nutrients and minerals, it will be hungry. You know, that's why when people eat, you know, a Big Mac or a KFC, you know, within an hour, they're hungry because their body hasn't received the nutrients it needs. Kind of actually watched a really interesting documentary recently around these eight people who went on a 20-day juice cleanse, and all they were having was juices full of vegetables and fruits, and they were never hungry. And we watched it and we were like really interested because I think, oh God, because our minds were like, we'd be starving if we just lived on juices. But they weren't, because every single day their bodies were actually getting enough nutrients. So that's the other key point I want to make. Protein and making sure your meals are what your body needs.
No, absolutely. And that's kind of, yeah, what I was going to kind of add on to that protein is like the next thing I then look at with a meal is things like our vegetable intake, you know, and ensuring that we're getting the fiber alongside our micronutrients that our bodies are craving. And then also making sure we're having healthy fats with each meal as well. So not our man-made hydrogenated oils, our trans fats that we like to call them, but our healthy fats. So think things like, you know, nuts, seeds, avocado, just those whole fats. So even like some oils, like your olive oil, you know, if we don't heat that up with just a little drizzle of olive oil, whatever that might be. So ensuring that really our meals are built up first and foremost of the things that our bodies are really craving, as Georgie said, because, you know, I know that when I used to eat a lot of fast food, I felt like I was hungry all of the time. And it's now that I've got the knowledge of understanding, okay, it's because I didn't actually give my body what it wanted. That's why I was still hungry. So that's the first thing. The second thing that I want to move on to say is our water intake. You know, sometimes our brains can trick us, and we think that we're not, you know, we think we're hungry when actually we're thirsty. So how much water are you drinking on a daily basis? And the first thing that I like to do when I wake up is I like to have at least 500 to 750 milliliters of water. So it's the first thing I do, and think of it like a, I heard someone say this, and I'm going to use this now, but an internal bath for your body. You know, the first thing that you do when you wake up in the morning is give your body that bath. You know, it's just come from a, you know, a night's sleep, and we want to just, you know, clean it out, you know, just or replenish really what the, you know, what we usually end up weeing out first thing in the morning. And then in terms of your water intake throughout the rest of the day, just make sure that you've got a water bottle on hand so that you just truly know how much you're, you know, you are drinking. And another tip that I like to tell people is if you're still finding it challenging, drink water before every single meal. Just make it a habit just to drink water before you eat your meal. And that way, you know you're getting in that beautiful hydration. The third thing that I'm going to speak about before I hand it back to Georgie is exercise. And what I want to say about exercise is there's been obviously multiple studies, and this specifically relates to high intensity interval training. And when participants did high intensity interval training, their actual levels of ghrelin, and ghrelin is our hunger hormone in our body, so their levels of ghrelin actually dropped after high intensity interval training, which is really interesting. If you've ever done like a really intense piece of exercise, sometimes you don't feel hungry afterwards, and there's a reason for that. So maybe, you know, are you exercising? Are you moving your body? So have a look at that and make sure that you're doing that as well. So I know Georgie now wants to talk about a big thing in a lot of people's lives, and that is stress.
Yeah, absolutely. Stress and sleep. I don't know about you, but when I haven't had enough sleep, I am always hungry the next day. And that's just because my body is requiring energy because it hasn't had the chance to rest, digest, and just, you know, recover from the day before. So making sure that you have a good sleep routine, you know, you're going to bed ideally the same time every night, you're waking up the same time every day, just so your body is kind of gets into a rhythm. You know, I'm not saying that's going to be easy all the time, especially if you've got young children, but do your best with your sleep. Sleep is absolutely key. If you find yourself, you're always hungry, you know, it's probably because your body is lacking energy, and that could be from a lack of sleep. The second thing obviously is stress, and this is just rampant in our society. And you know, all I want to say, like, I could do a whole other episode about stress, but you know, really having a stress reduction practice, you know, looking at things like yoga and meditation, you know, mindful breathing, just slowing down as much as you can throughout the day. And if you find yourself, you know, you're thinking, oh, I'm hungry, you know, just taking maybe just 60 seconds instead of going straight to the fridge, instead of going straight to the pantry, and just sitting and just deep breathing, just slowing down the breath and just calming the nervous system. So that could be something that you become more aware of in your day, but definitely managing your stress levels is absolutely key. And the final thing that I just want to touch upon is mindful eating. You know, I often see people, like, you know, grabbing comfort foods, whether that's be a packet of crisps, you know, a chocolate bar, you know, and eating on the go. Every time that you eat, whether it's a snack, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, sit down, enjoy the food, eat as mindfully as you can. Slow down with your eating as well. You know, sometimes, you know, your body, you're not giving your body and your stomach enough opportunity to, you know, even register that you're having food in the first place. So they are our tips for reducing hunger and controlling your appetite. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. And look, we'd love it if you would leave us a review, type some questions in the comments below, and share this episode today. And I hope you have an amazing week ahead. Take care.
Have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. It would mean the absolute world to us if you could hit that subscribe button and maybe even leave us a cheeky review. It all helps us spread our message. Now, if you want to find out more about us and our programs and what we do, all of the links are below. We would love to connect with you on social, so please reach out. We love hearing from you. And I hope you have a wonderful day wherever you are, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care.